See, even a dead man was smarter than I was. Peter, I said, it's time for you to go. I know how to fix what Frost did to you. Azeel had given me back my necklace in the car.
Good, Peter said, but I would like to sleep beside her one more time.
Yes, I told him. Okay. He changed into his wolf one last time and left the room without a backward glance. I walked over to the bed and slid my sore fingers across the damp skin of Adam's shoulder. What if we had only one more time to sleep together? One last time. He could have died instead of Peter. I pulled the covers out from under him, and he was so tired he didn't even move. But when I got in bed beside him, he reached out and tugged me close.
So, said Adam, holding the back door open for me as the snow smothered the last of the rabbit's funeral pyre, why are you lucky?
Because. I leaned into him instead of going inside, pressing him against the door jamb. His lips tasted like smoke and hot dog with a touch of chocolate. He tasted warm and alive. Just because.
This is Lorelei King. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Frostburn by Patricia Briggs. This program was executive produced by Patty Peruse and produced and directed by Garrett Scott. Frostburn is a production of Penguin Audio, a member of Penguin Group USA, Inc. Copyright 2013, all rights reserved. The book Frostburn is available wherever Ace books are sold.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.